A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Daf Yotes, Beya 19a, pagination, page 37, starting from the second line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Our topic is cases of mind your own business. Do we have business noticing something that someone else might be doing wrong, and therefore instructing them constructively and respectively, of course, but should we pay attention or should we simply mind our own business and everybody deal with their own issues? So the Gemara tells us, Klishan itma me'erev yomtiv, a vessel that became tamei before yomtiv. The rule is, ein matbilim oso bein hashmashos. You're not allowed to be tovalit during the time between sunset and nightfall. That quasi period where it's not clear if it's still day or not. You would not be allowed to be tovel the vessel at that time. So the reason that you can't be tovel the vessel at that time is because it has no use, and therefore it's a possible violation of Yom Tov, because if it's already nighttime, you missed the Herev Shemesh, the sunset moment, the moment of transition between day and night, and you missed it. And therefore, this item will not be available for Kodshim anyway until after Yom Tov, until the next sunset. And therefore, you're being tovel something on what is possibly Yom Tov without having a Yom Tov benefit. So that's why you can't do it. The Marsha asks, I have another reason why you can't do it. You can't do it because we learned on the previous daf that you're not allowed to be tovel things on Yom Tov. And this time period after sunset until nightfall, it might be Yom Tov already. And we already learned you're not allowed to be tovel things on Yom Tov. Marsha answers that it's true you're not allowed to be tovel things on Yom Tov, but Bein Hashmashos, during this period between sunset and nightfall, it has certain leniencies, and something that is only asur midrabbanan rabbinically may very well be permitted during Bein Hashmashos, during this in-between time period. The reason it's definitively forbidden is because it is not a Yom Tov benefit anyway, because you're not going to be able to use it until the next Herev Shemesh. That's the ruling of the Tanakhama, that you're not allowed to be tovel it on this Bein Hashmashos time period. We're dealing with a Yom Tov application. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri added on and said, Af bechol ein matvilin oso, even weekday, you're not allowed to be tovel during Bein Hashmashos. In other words, if someone would witness somebody else being tovel Bein Hashmashos, he should say something. He should alert the person that something not right is going on here. Mepnei shetzarech herev shemesh, because it needs the sunset time, the transition between night and day, between day and night, in order to make it permitted. And this person who's going and being tovel Bein Hashmashos after sunset thinks that now he's going to be able to use it because he was tovel it and now it's night. He doesn't realize that he missed the time for toveling. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says, if you see somebody doing this even during the week, you should say something and tell them, not mind your own business, be concerned, be a concerned citizen, and let them know that I just want to make sure you're understanding that even though you tovel it now, it's not going to be available for use until the following sunset. Asks the Gemara, V'tana kama lo boy herif shemesh. The Tana Kama wasn't worried about sunset in order to be matirit, in order to permit it for use. Amar Rava ashkachtenu l'rabbanon devei Rav, diyasvi v'ka amri, I heard, Rava says, that the explanation here is, v'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav kamifligi. They're arguing of how much we can attribute to his actions that he understands the ramifications of what he's doing. Ve'chidomi, what's the case? Kigon denokit mona bidei, he's holding this vessel to be tovel in the mikvah, v'roit v'ozo ben hashmashos la'atvulei, and he's running ben hashmashos to be tovel it. Mar sovar, one holds, haideka roit v'ozo meida yada, the boy Herav Shemesh. The Tanakama holds that he knows it needs the Herav Shemesh. That's why he's rushing and he's trying to make it in. And if you see him Bein Hashmashos, you could be assured he knows the halacha. And as soon as he realizes that he missed Herav Shemesh, he'll realize that it won't be permitted until the next day. Well, Marsova, but what Rav Shimon Shizuri was introducing was Machmas Malach Dehudika Rahit. You can't say everything's under control and he knows he needs to get it in before Bein Hashmashos because he's running. Because it could be that the running is for some other reason. He's in a rush. A lot of appointments today. And that's the explanation that Rava heard regarding these statements. The Tana Kama is saying that you don't have to be concerned during the week, because he's got it under the control. If he's rushing, it must be he understands it's got to be in before Bein Hashmashos, and if not, he missed it. And Reb Shimon Shizuri is saying, he's rushing, that doesn't prove he knows the halacha about Bein Hashmashos, and you should intervene and be concerned and say something. V'amina luhu ano, Rava says, and I said regarding this explanation, b'machshavto nikeres mitoch ma'isav dekuliyam alo pligi. In such a case, where the person is rushing, everybody would agree that you're not obligated to intervene. Because his rushing indicates that he knows that it has to be in before Bein Hashmashos, and if it's not in before Bein Hashmashos into the mikvah, then he understands that it's not going to be good, and he'll have to wait for the next sunset, and you don't have to intervene. Ki pligi. You know when you have to intervene, according to Reb Shimon Shizuri, kigon de'itmi b'pachas mika'adosha. If this same person had a vessel that became tamei in a very small amount, and he doesn't know these halachas, v'asa l'kamei d'rabanan l'shiyulei b'pachas mika'adosha itmi olo, and he starts asking, does something become tamei with less than a ka'adosha, less than this small amount? Mar sovar, one holds, midaha lo gomir, herav shemesh nami lo gomir. Rav Shimon Shizuri is worried that if he doesn't know that halacha, maybe he doesn't know the other halacha either. And it's nothing to do with his rushing as an indicator. It has to do with our knowledge of what he doesn't know, and therefore can we extrapolate that he might not know other halachas as well? Mar Sovar, and the Tanakama holds, Hahu de lo gamir. This is the halacha that he doesn't know, and he asks, Ha Herav Shemesh gamir. But Herav Shemesh, which is written in the Pasuk, he does know. What you see from this Gemara, and what requires additional study, is that it's clear that in certain cases there would be opinions to say that you should intervene and let people know halachas, even if you don't know for sure that they're in violation, to share something with them because you realize that their knowledge base is limited. Conversely, there would be cases, we see clearly here, of mind your own business. And a person would need to know when is appropriate, when is not. A famous Gemara in Erchin regarding rebuke, if you actually know that the person did something wrong, if you're able to do so in a way that would be accepted. But in these cases, we're not even sure the person's doing anything wrong. We're looking to alert them regarding a halacha that they might not be aware of. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.